I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects how people interact and communicate. And symptoms of this condition often present in early childhood. Dr. Rosemary Rosti-Maries is here to provide the details. Dr. Rosti-Maries is a clinical psychologist and assistant professor in the Division of Developmental Behavioral Pediatrics at MUSC. Dr. Rosti-Maries, tell us a bit more about autism.
Autism is a neurodevelopmental diagnosis, and it presents early on in childhood. There's two areas that are impacted. One is social communication or social interaction. So this really is about how are children relating with peers and others to communicate for social purposes. And the other is the presence of restricted or repetitive behaviors or interests. So this can include repetitive body movements, sensory sensitivities, difficulties with routines.
What are the benefits of early diagnosis of autism for a child who has this condition?
We know that early intervention is one of the biggest predictors of positive outcomes for kiddos with autism, and having that diagnosis early on can open many doors to access a lot of these interventions, both at home and in school settings.
What are some of the possible symptoms of autism in early childhood, and at what age might parents see some of these symptoms?
Oftentimes, parents or even providers will point to behaviors that are sometimes referred to as red flags early on, even in the first 2 years of life. Parents might initially notice delays in their child's communication, and this can involve nonverbal communication as well. For instance, they might notice that their child isn't pointing or using other gestures to make requests when they aren't able to communicate verbally. Other possible signs are limited interest in social interaction, such as difficulty maintaining eye contact, not regularly returning social smiles, and repetitive body movements such as hand flapping are also oftentimes considered red flags for autism early on.
What sort of early intervention or therapy is helpful for young children with autism?
Early intervention is essential in helping young children with autism. Our state offers early intervention home-based services for all children between birth to 3 years old who have developmental delays, and these services can continue until age 6 for children with a diagnosis of autism. School services can also continue for children in that 3 to 6 range. Outside of the home-based early intervention, outpatient speech and occupational therapies are also very important for targeting some of those developmental delays that come along with autism.
And how does a child with these autism symptoms get started with this program in our state that you're mentioning?
Yeah, so this is called BabyNet, and parents or their pediatricians can refer, and it typically involves having an initial evaluation to determine if their child is eligible, and if they are, then they can get started with services right away. If concerns for autism are present as well, they can also get a referral for a more comprehensive autism evaluation.
Dr. Rosti-Maries, thanks for providing this information about autism in early childhood.
You're very welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.